بسم الله. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Today, inshallah, we will continue with the series of classes of the 99 perfect names of Allah. And the name of Allah which we will learn today is As-Sabur. So the name is As-Sabur. As-Sabur is the patiently enduring, the most restrained. The most restrained. The patiently enduring.
Enduring.
The patiently enduring, the most restrained, the most restrained, the one who is most patient, steadfast, and enduring, the one who patiently endures and does everything in its proper time and proper manner. So the one who is the most patient. Okay? The root of this name is Sabara, S-A-S-B-R, Sabara, to be patient, to restrain, to withhold from something. Allah is As-Sabur, okay? Allah is As-Sabur regarding delaying the punishment for the disbelievers and the disobedient servants until the day of judgment, okay? So Allah is As-Sabur. Because Allah is not supposed to be patient with anything, because Allah owns everything and Allah controls everything. But He is patient regarding the punishment. He is delaying the punishment out of His patience of the disbelievers and of the disobedient servants. We will recite now about this fact, that it is out of His patience that He is delaying the punishment of the disbelievers and the disobedient servants until the day of judgment. Because there are a lot of people whom they are questioning the punishment of Allah, why it is delayed for those whom they are not believing in His oneness, for those whom they are against believing in one God, whom they are against obeying His commands. Why Allah is delaying His punishment for them? Because Allah is As-Sabur, the most restrained, the patient enduring. Okay, we will recite now verses of the Quran which will clarify to us the meaning of the name As-Sabur regarding Allah the Almighty. We will start now with Surah number 35, verse number 45. Surah number 35, verse number 45. Bismillah, 35, 45. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولو يؤاخذ الله الناس بما كسبوا ما ترك على ظهرها من دابة ولكن يؤخرهم إلى أجل مسمى فإذا جاء أجلهم فإن الله كان بعباده بصيرا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And if Allah were to punish men for that which they earned, He would not leave a moving, living creature on the surface of the earth. But He gives them respite to an appointed term, and when this term comes, then verily Allah is ever all-seer of His slaves.
So actually, sister, this is the proof that Allah the Almighty can punish any sinner while they are still in the worldly life. But Allah the Almighty, out of His patience, is delaying this punishment until the day of judgment. So we must understand this fact. We must not be confused regarding the punishment of the disobedient and the disbelievers. It is all out of his patience, and he is giving them respite to an appointed term. We will recite also regarding the same fact from Surah number 13, verse number 32. Surah number 13, verse number 32. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد استهزئ برسل من قبلك فأمليت للذين كفروا ثم أخذتهم فكيف كان عقاب.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And indeed, many messengers were mocked at before you, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but I granted respite to those who disbelieved, and finally I punished them. Then how terribly was my punishment?
So actually, sisters, when Allah said, I granted respite, this is out of his name As-Sabur, because he has the patience, so he is granting respite to those who disbelieve, but finally he will punish them. We will recite again from Surah number 22, verse number 48, regarding this respite which Allah is giving to the disobedient servants regarding his punishment. But the punishment will come. One day will come. But it is the respite which Allah is giving to them. Surah number 22, verse number 48. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكأي من قرية أمليت لها وهي ظالمة ثم أخذتها وإلي المصير.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In many a township did I give respite while it was given to wrongdoing. Then in the end I seized it with punishment, and to me is the final return of all.
So actually, sisters, again, Allah the Almighty is clarifying to us in the Holy Quran that He was giving respite to many townships in spite of the fact that they were wrongdoers. But then, at a moment, Allah will seize them with His punishment. We will recite again from Surah number 18, Surah Al-Kahf, verse number 58, to be sure that the punishment of Allah will come one day to those whom they are disobedient or disbelievers, but it is out of his patience that he is out of his patience and wisdom he is delaying that punishment. Surah number 18. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Verse number 58. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وربك الغفور ذو الرحمة لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لعجل لهم العذاب بل لهم موعد لن يجدوا من دونه موئلا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And your Lord is most forgiving, owner of mercy. Were He to call them to account for what they have earned, then surely He would have hastened their punishment. But they have their appointed time beyond which they will find no escape.
Sisters, in the Quran, Allah As-Sabur, the patient, commanded His messengers to have patience regarding calling their people to the right path. We will recite now from the Holy Quran the verses of the Quran related to that command from Allah to His messengers to have patience with the people regarding calling them to the right path. Surah number 46, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 35. This is the command from Allah to the messengers to have patience regarding calling to the right path. 46:35, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Fasbir kama. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Fasbir kama sabara ulil azmi minar rusul wala tasta'jil lahum ka'annahum yawma yarawna ma yu'aduna lam yalbathu illa sa'atan min nahar balagh fahal yuhlaku illa al-qawmul fasiqoon.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Therefore, be patient, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as did the messengers of strong will, and be in no haste about them, disbelievers, on the day when they will see the torment with which they are promised or threatened, it will be as if they had not stayed more than an hour and a single day. O mankind, this Quran is sufficient as a clear message or proclamation to save yourself from destruction. But shall any be destroyed except the people who are afasikun, the rebellious against Allah's command, the disobedient to Allah?
Okay. We will recite also from Surah number 6, verse number 34, to learn about the command of Allah, As-Sabur, to His messengers, to have patience with the people when calling them to the right path. Surah number 6, verse number 34. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد كذبت رسل من قبلك فصبروا على ما كذبوا وأوذوا حتى أتاهم نصرنا ولا مبدل لكلمات الله ولقد جاءك من نبأ المرسلين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Verily many messengers were denied before you, O Muhammad, صلى الله عليه وسلم. But with patience they bore the denial, and they were hurt, till our help reached them, and none can alter the words, decisions of Allah. Surely there has reached you the information, news about the messengers before you.
We will recite also from Surah number 16, verse number 127-128, to learn about the command to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to have the patience with the people when calling them to Allah. Surah number 16, verse number 127 and 128. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واصبر وما صبرك إلا بالله ولا تحزن عليهم ولا تك في ضيق مما يمكرون إن الله مع الذين اتقوا والذين هم محسنون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And endure ye patiently, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your patience is not but from Allah, and grieve not over them, and be not distressed because of what they plot. Truly Allah is with those who fear Him, keep their duty unto Him, and those who are the muhsinun, the good doers.
It is again the same message from Allah, As-Sabur, to His believers, servants, to have patience. It is a command from Allah to the believers to have patience. We will recite about that command to us, the believers, from Allah, from Surah number 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse number 200. Surah number 3, verse number 200. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The last verse of Surah Al Imran. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. Surah number 3, verse number 200.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All you who believe, endure and be more patient than your enemy, and guard your territory by stationing army units permanently at the places from where the enemy can attack you, and fear Allah so that you may be successful.
We will recite also regarding the command of Allah to have patience from Surah number 7, verse number 128. Surah number 7, Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 128. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قال موسى لقومه استعينوا بالله واصبروا إن الأرض لله يورثها من يشاء من عباده والعاقبة للمتقين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Moses said to his people, seek help in Allah and be patient. Really the earth is Allah's. He gives it as a heritage to whom he wills of his slaves. And the blessed end of is for the mutikun, the pious.
Actually, we learn now, sister, that being patient is a command from Allah the Almighty. So let us learn about patience from the Holy Quran. Let us learn what is the definition of patience, what are the virtues of patience. Patience, as it is mentioned in the Holy Quran and the Sunnah, the three types of patience and how to have patience. We will learn, inshallah, all these facts. And let us start by a verse from the Holy Quran, which is a glad tiding to every believer, from Surah number 39, verse number 10. Surah number 39, verse number 10, which will be a glad tiding to every believer who is having the intention to obey the command of Allah and to have patience, sabr. Surah number 39, verse number 10. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. قل يا عبادي الذين آمنوا اتقوا ربكم للذين أحسنوا في هذه الدنيا حسنة وأرض الله واسعة إنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب.
Say, O Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Muslims who believe in the oneness of Allah, be afraid of your Lord Allah and keep your duty to Him. Good is the reward of those who do good, and this world and Allah's earth is spacious. So if you cannot worship Allah at a place, then go to another. Only those who are patient shall receive the reward in full, without reckoning.
Actually, sister, this is the glad tiding from Allah the Almighty to the patient believers. Allah is promising them that they will receive their reward in full without reckoning. So now, inshallah, we will start to learn about patience in details. We'll start, sisters, by learning what the meaning of sabr, what is the meaning of being patient in Islam. First, in the Arabic language, the word sabr is from sabara, to be patient. It indicates holding back and restraining oneself. So patience in Arabic is sabr, and sabr equals to holding back and restraining oneself. In the Islamic sense, it means restraining the soul from being agitated, restraining the tongue from complaining. So I will mention it to you again. In the Islamic sense, the meaning of patience, sabr, is number one, restraining the soul from being agitated. Restraining the soul from being agitated. Number two, restraining the tongue from complaining. Okay? This is the meaning of the tongue, restraining the tongue from complaining. Okay? And this is the meaning of patience. There are three types of patience. Okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The types of patience, there are three types of patience. Number one, patience regarding obedience of Allah's commands. Patience regarding obedience of Allah's commands. Number two, patience regarding being away from all what Allah prohibits. Patience regarding being away from all what Allah prohibits. And all what
Allah
being away okay, being away
from
what Allah prohibits. Number three, being patient with Allah's decree. So these are the three types of patience. Okay?
Number three,
being patient with Allah's decree. Okay. Regarding the first type, which is being patient regarding the obedience of Allah's commands, actually, we must admit that all Allah's commands need patience to be fulfilled. For example, prayer, as-salah. To wake up at 5 a.m. for Fajr prayer needs patience. Okay? To restrain yourself. Okay? This is number one.
All of Allah's commands need patience?
Yes. All Allah's commands need patience to be fulfilled. For example, prayers, to wake up early in the morning, this needs a lot of patience. Number two, to fast, That is to say, to stop eating and drinking for 14 to 16 hours, this needs a lot of patience. Regarding charity, to sacrifice your wealth, which is beloved by the soul, needs patience. Number 4, to fulfill your trust to all around you, in spite of the fact maybe they are not fulfilling any towards you, this needs a lot of patience. To fulfill your trusts regarding all the people around you. Okay, number 5, to have good manners with the people needs a lot of patience. Because most of the people, they don't have the good manners. Okay, so all these commands.
The last one was what? I'm sorry.
No problem. The good manners, having good manners with all the people, fulfilling the trust, sacrificing your wealth, fasting and prayers. All these commands don't go well with the desires of the soul. This means that they need effort and firmness regarding obedience of Allah, so that we will get accustomed to the obedience of Allah, then it will be our habit and it will be easy for us. Okay, so we must believe that obedience of Allah's commands needs a lot of patience. Okay, this is number 1. The second type of patience is patience regarding being away from what Allah prohibits. Regarding this type of patience, there is a rule. This rule is that the soul is inclined towards that which is evil. Okay, this is a rule. The soul is inclined towards that which is evil. You will ask me why, Sister Mona?
It's
inclined towards that which is evil. Why? Because Shaitan is trying to deviate man from obedience of Allah all the time. Okay, Shaitan is all the time coming and whispering to us. Okay, how Shaitan is trying to deviate us from obedience? By making the harm to be loved. Okay, all the time the Shaitan will whisper to every one of us, life is too short, try to enjoy it by any time. Allah is the most merciful, Allah will forgive all our sins. Okay, so the deceiving Shaitan will deceive man in a trial to make him a slave to his desires. Gradually, it will be impossible to stop haram deeds. For example, drinking, gambling, lying, adultery, deceiving, all haram deeds. So, this means that staying away from disobedience of Allah needs a lot of struggle, self-struggle, okay? And actually, this is also, it needs a lot of patience. Okay, when the Shaitan will whisper to you, don't wake up for Fajr prayer. What is the problem? Allah is the most merciful. You will not focus on the prayer. Wait until 8 o'clock in the morning. No problem. There are most of the Muslims are not praying Fajr prayer, especially when the time is changing now. It is very difficult to wake up at 5 o'clock. So this is the Shaitan. All the time, Shaitan is trying to deviate us from obeying Allah and making the disobedience more easy for the soul. Okay? So to be away from all what Allah prohibits, it needs a lot of patience and struggle and effort. Okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes.
So as a believer,
yes.
And you know,
yes.
Okay, these are the whispers of Shaitan, but
yes.
you fall.
Okay.
What should the believer be doing to fight these whispers, to fight these traps and
yes.
to not fall, because...
There are 3 ways, okay? Number 1, looking for the punishment, okay? Allah the Almighty will punish those whom they don't obey Him. So when the Shaitan will whisper to you, don't wake up for Fajr prayer, okay, immediately you remember the hellfire. Okay, because especially for the prayer there is no excuse. Okay, so you will look for the punishment. Okay, this is number 1. Number 2, to have shyness from Allah, who created us and blessed us with all the blessings. So we must all the time feel shy with Allah the Almighty. I can mention it to you again. Number one, to remember the punishment.
Feel shy towards or in front of?
Feel shyness from Allah. To be shy from Allah. You don't
after
want...
Yes.
And number three, reflection on the haram or any illegal act, okay? You must realize that when Allah prohibits us from something, it is always for our benefit, okay? When Allah prohibits us from drinking alcohol, because alcohol causes damage of the liver, mental and mood changes, anger attacks, okay? When Allah prohibits us from lying, cheating, deceiving, hypocrisy, all are heart diseases. Okay? So you must believe that whatever Allah prohibits us from, this is for our benefit.
So reflection?
Reflection on the haram or illegal. To believe that whatever Allah prohibits me from, this is for my benefit. So I will not do it. Okay, so these are the three steps which you are supposed all the time to remember. To look for the punishment, to be shy from Allah, and number three, to reflect on the haram. Okay? Now, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we will recite some of the verses of the Quran regarding the importance of patience for the believer, regarding the blessings of being patient and having sabr. Okay? We will recite now Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay. Allah is blessing you with a lot of blessings.
That's
okay? You must be thankful to Allah. This is the gratitude.
I know, you're thankful, but you still have to be patient.
With what? No, this is not the time of patience. No, you must know how to feel the feelings, because too much patience is not good also. You cannot tolerate too much patience. You must keep the patience for the difficult times, for the trials. Okay, during the trials, you must be patient. This is the only medicine for the trials. The only medicine is being patient. Take your time. Hold on. Okay, and...
The other day I was trying to make an appointment with a doctor, and they tell you, you know, like in order for you to get your appointment to call, and then they will call you back, you know, when they're ready to make your appointment. So sometimes you go and you have to wait half an hour, and then you wait for them to call you back, and you still have to wait another half an hour. So I asked the lady, I said, what is the point of you calling back if I still have to wait? And then I thought, well, I should be grateful that, you know, I got the appointment. And I should be patient, you know.
You see?
And she was telling me,
So you have the two feelings at the same time.
So I was asking her, do you agree that it's useless for you to call me back unless you're ready for to make an appointment for me? And I was like, are we disturbed? And she said, no, I don't agree. I said, okay, then have a nice day.
Enough is enough. We will learn about, you know, patience regarding Allah's decree. Okay, but most of the human beings are not patient regarding Allah's decree. Mostly, they are complaining all the time. Most of the time. When you will talk to any human being, now if I call any sister and I will tell her, Salamu alaikum sister, how are you? She will tell me, Sister Mona, I have a problem, so and so. Immediately. But patience means to restrain the tongue from complaining. So if that sister, whom she is having the full Islamic dress, coming to the masjid, and she is reciting the Holy Quran, if she knows that patience is half of the belief, she was not supposed to complain at all. If you want to complain, complain to Allah, the Almighty, the patient, the as-sabur. Okay? But if you believe that you know how patience is half of the belief, and now we will recite from the Holy Quran how Allah will reward the patient, as-sabirun, okay, you will try never to complain. When you tell me, Sister Mona, how are you? I tell you, all praise to Allah. May Allah make everything good for us. inshallah, Allah will reward us with everything good. You will tell me, so you are, do you have a lot of problems? Are you patient with Allah's decree? I tell you, yes, but I am not complaining. You tell me, why you are not complaining? I tell you, because I want to be patient. I want to have the reward of patience, and patience is half of faith. If I don't have patience, this means that, you know, I lost half of my faith. But the problem, sister, is that patience equals suffering. It is not easy at all, you know, to have, you know, the trials and the hardships of the worldly life. So this is why, in reality, you don't feel the patience during the time of ease. Because at that time, and this is my personal advice to you, whenever you have a good time or Allah is blessing you with a lot of blessings, keep on being thankful to Allah. Be on the side of gratitude all the time. Okay, have all your heart towards the gratitude. When the trials will come, shift to patience, so that you will live both feelings. Okay, but to live patience all the time, this is very difficult.
So you will never leave, you will never have both of those at the same time?
In reality.
In reality.
Yes, never.
So when, for the person who is being showered at the time, because no one lives life without any trial.
Yes.
At the time, they only have half of their iman because they're being grateful?
No. What I mean? I mean that faith is two halves, okay? At the time of hardship, you will have patience, okay? And at the time of ease, you will have gratitude. Both of them, you must live both feelings. You must live them. This is the rule of Allah. Life is not full only hardship, and life is not only easy time. Life is both of them. So you try to live both feelings. To feel both feelings, to have both feelings. If you feel both of them, this means that you have faith. Most of the people, they don't have patience, and most of the people are not thankful to Allah at the time of blessings also. Okay? So it is for both of them, they are not all the time in our life. Okay. But let us now learn some of... you have a question.
Speaking about gratitude, yes. If I'm not mistaken your explanation, are you associating it only to when you have good things, prosperity in your life? If it is so, I think the Word of God says we should even be grateful to God at all times, whether in good times or in bad times.
Yes.
So I'm trying to point out here that gratitude should always be, you should also show gratitude even in bad times.
Yes, but I want to tell you one thing. You know, what Allah commanded us to do is a reality, and how the human beings are living their life is something else. Nowadays, I cannot ask the Muslims to show gratitude to Allah at the time of trials. Okay, I can only ask them to show patience. This will be excellent. You get my point? Let us be practical.
Yeah.
You get my point?
Realistically.
Yes, realistic.
This we is are struggling. Manner. Yes. Realistically, if my car that I just bought, a 2012, I don't know, BMW, whatever, just got hit right out the parking lot, don't even have insurance or full coverage yet, let's say you're supposed to, but let's say I didn't, and it just got damaged, that car's total. I just paid for it. It got total. So what feelings am I going to have? Can I be grateful? Will I have gratitude like, oh, okay, my car got totaled? Or will I be like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? I have to have patience. So it's like, are you going to have patience because of what happened? Or are you going to show gratitude for what just happened? So realistically, you'll have one feeling or the other versus having both.
It wasn't you, it was the car.
Yeah, you can be grateful that you didn't die, you know, that you weren't, you know, injured.
Yeah.
But the major thing that you'll be looking at is my car, you know. That's realistically, you're gonna have to have patience to deal with the outcome of what comes next because of the damage. So yes, you'll always have great gratitude. Like for example, my health. Okay, I'm grateful, alhamdulillah, I didn't get hit. but my car, you know. So that's the example of having both, you know. So you're still grateful that your health is okay, but now you have to have patience to deal with what's going to happen with that car.
It's always one feeling, which is the major one.
One overshadows the other. But you'll always have
first both. You'll feel one, like, you know, like patience, and either, and after that you'll feel gratitude.
Yeah.
Or either way, gratitude and then patience.
Yes. The most important is to feel either of them.
Right.
Most of them people, they don't feel either. Okay, they are not patient and they are not thankful to Allah. You know, this is the problem. Okay, now sister, we must know that patience was mentioned in the Holy Quran 90 times. And number one, we will recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim 90. Okay?
What did you say before that?
Patience was mentioned in the Holy Quran 90 times. 90 times. Okay? We will recite now about that Allah the Almighty loves those whom they have patience. Okay? So that you will try to have patience so that Allah will love you. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 146. Yes. Recite now, sister, Surah number 3, verse number 146. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Actually, we recite the last sentence of that verse. Wallahu yuhibbu as-sabirin. Allah loves as-sabirun, the patient. Okay, Surah number 3, verse number 146. Just 146, just the last line. Allahu, wallahu yuhibbu as-sabirin. And Allah loves us. Allah loves the as-sabirun, the patient. Okay? Also, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allah clarified that the reward for those whom they have patience will be threefold. They will have threefold reward. We will recite from Surah number 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 155. About the threefold reward for those whom they have patience, Surah number 2, verse number 155.
My question is, if one is, as you said, they ask you, how are you? And you, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. But then you say, what is wrong?
Don't say it.
Because it
is a form of complaining from Allah's decree. Okay? Try all the time, you know, Melissa, to complain to Allah. Because He is the only one who can make a change. He is the only one who can respond. Because Allah is the one who has the power and the will. And the only God, Allah, the Lord of the heavens and earth. So if you want to complain, complain to Allah. Okay? And Allah will reward you for this. Yes.
For small kids who don't know how to communicate with God, yes, do you think it's advisable for them not to communicate?
No, the small kids, there is Allah, the Almighty will not question them about anything until puberty. Okay, before puberty, they don't have any records.
So they can complain.
Yes, so they can complain. Because they are not mature yet mentally. To feel Allah, okay, and to realize about the punishment of Allah. Okay? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now we will recite from Surah. Let us, sister, recite from Surah number 28, okay, so that for the time 28:54.
Okay. 28:54.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أولئك يؤتون أجرهم مرتين بما صبروا ويدرؤون بالحسنة السيئة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون 28:54.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. These will be given their reward twice over because they are patient and repel evil with good and spend in charity out of what we have provided them.
Okay. Sister, we will recite now from Surah number 3, verse number 125, to learn that patience and taqwa are conditions for Allah's support. If you are looking for Allah's support, you must have patience and taqwa. Surah number 3, verse number 125. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. بلى إن تصبروا وتتقوا ويأتوكم من فورهم هذا يمددكم ربكم بخمسة آلاف من الملائكة مسومين.
Yes, if you hold on to patience and piety and the enemy comes rushing at you, your Lord will help you with 5,000 angels having marks of distinction.
Also, sisters, you must know that the angels will salute the people of patience in the paradise. We will recite from Surah number 13, verse number 24. Surah number 13, verse number 24. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sisters, we will recite 22, 23, and 24. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. والذين صبروا ابتغاء وجه ربهم وأقاموا الصلاة وأنفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانية ويدرؤون بالحسنة السيئة أولئك لهم عقبى الدار جنات عدن يدخلونها ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم والملائكة يدخلون عليهم من كل باب سلام عليكم بما صبرتم فنعم عقبى الدار.
And those who remain patient, seeking their Lord's countenance, perform a salat, and spend out of that which we have bestowed on them secretly and openly, and defend evil with good, for such there is a good end. Add in paradise everlasting gardens which they shall enter, and also those who acted righteously from among their fathers and their wives and their offspring, and angels shall enter unto them from every gate, saying, Salaam alaikum, peace be upon you. For you persevered in patience. Excellent indeed is the final home.
Okay. Now we will read some of ahadith of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, related to patience. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever is patient, sabr, Allah will bestow patience upon him, and no one is ever given anything better and more generous than patience. He also said, no one can be given a better and a more gift than patience. Okay? Number 2, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no Muslim who is stricken with a calamity, stricken with a calamity, and says, what Allah hath enjoyed, verily to Allah we belong, and unto Him is our return. O Allah, reward me for my affliction and compensate me with something better, but Allah will compensate him with something better. Okay? Also, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, have glad tidings, for Allah will cause the sins of a Muslim to be wiped out due to sickness, just as fire removes the impurities from iron and silver. He also said, no Muslim is afflicted with harm, such as disease or anything else, except Allah will cause his sins to be removed as a tree sheds its leaves. This means that when you are patient with Allah's decree, with the trials, Allah will remove your sins. This is also how we can love to have patience, because patience is the way for us to get rid of our sins. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a Muslim is afflicted by headache or any other harm, Allah will elevate him on the day of judgment one rank and expiate his sins due to this, so long he is patient with Allah's decree. If Allah the Almighty will test you, or will, if you are afflicted with any harm and you are patient, Okay, Allah the Almighty will elevate your rank on the Day of Judgment and will expiate your sins out of your patience with Allah's decree. Okay? Now, sisters, regarding patience, there are three conditions which must be clear for you to be from as-sabirin, those whom they have patience. Number one, before any act which needs patience, you must have your intention that I will be patient for the sake of Allah. So number one, for all commands of Allah which needs patience, for all action, you must have patience, okay? And this is regarding, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, perfection of the action. Okay? Patience regarding perfection of the action. Okay, for example, if you are praying, okay, during the prayer, you must be patient. You must have sincerity. You must focus on your prayer. Okay, so this is the perfection of the action. It still needs patience.
Even like when people are talking behind you and you can't hear.
No,
like
this
the imam is giving the prayer and people behind you are talking. No, you can't hear the prayer.
This is a special situation, Daniel. but normally, daily, okay, not in the normal really situation. Yes. Okay, so this is regarding patience during the action. After the action, you must have patience. This means looking for the reward only from Allah. So number one, before the action, purification of the intention. During the action, perfection of the action. After the action, you must look for the reward only from Allah the Almighty. The third kind of patience is the patience regarding Allah's decree, regarding the hardships and afflictions. This means withholding of the spirit from being unhappy and sad, and withholding of the tongue from complaining regarding the afflictions. Okay? And again, sister, I want to clarify to you that your tongue is the translator of what you have in your spirit. So if you are so sad, if you are not accepting the decree of Allah, your tongue will complain. Okay? And the opposite is correct. If you are trying to accept by your spirit, your tongue will not complain. You will keep silent. When someone will tell you, we heard that or we knew that you have a big disaster or trial, you will tell her all praise to Allah. I put all my trust in Him and I am patient with His decree. So whatever your tongue is saying, this is the translator or this is the reflection of what you have in your spirit. So we must focus on our spirits, not on our tongues. Okay, I must try to have the patience and to have the acceptance in my spirit. Then I will be sure that I will never complain from Allah's decree. Okay, you must believe in three facts regarding accepting Allah's decree and being patient with Allah's decree. Number one, you must believe in the predestination. You must, number two, believe that this life is a test. And number three, you must believe that Allah does not subject us to hardships, but to purify us.
So the first one is predestination.
Predestination, life is a test. And number three, Allah does not subject us to hardships, but to purify us. Now we will have a verse of the Quran, which we must all the time remember this verse of the Quran and try to remind us with the being patient. Surah number 7, verse number 126. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الرحمن الرحيم ربنا أفرع علينا صبرا وتوفنا مسلمين
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Our Lord, pour out on us patience and cause us to die as Muslims.
We must always remember this verse of the Quran and call on Allah to pour out on us patience and cause us to die Muslims. Inshallah, next week we will continue with the perfect 99 names of Allah, and let us make the dua. Every gathering, the Muslims must recite this verse of the surah. Actually, it is a chapter of the Quran.
I did a class about this at
you did it. Yes. Surah number 1, chapter 103. Okay. We must always recite it together so that, you know, we feel that we are all believers in the oneness of Allah, and we are all supporting each other, and we are all reminding each other to be patient and to follow the right path. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us recite it together, sisters, in Arabic. Wal Asr. Yes. We recite it together. Together. Okay. Wal Asr. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. Inna al-ladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihati wa tawasaw bil-haqq wa tawasaw bil-sabr. Let us recite it again. Wal Asr. إن الإنسان لفي خسر
إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your best deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after this. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection. Amen. Alhamdulillah.